This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump with an expected arraignment Tuesday ends decades of perceived invincibility, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is expected to fly from Florida to New York Monday, stay overnight at Trump Tower, then head to the courthouse Tuesday for his arraignment. He'll be booked, fingerprinted, and a mugshot taken, but no handcuffs since federal agents surround him. Despite 40 years of legal scrutiny, the man long nicknamed Teflon Don is facing charges, including at least one felony offense related to hush money payments to women during his 2016 campaign. He denies this and calls it political persecution. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis left a Rome hospital to return to the Vatican on Saturday after being treated for bronchitis, waving to well-wishers and the waiting media as he was driven away. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to the hospital 3 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. He's responded well to an infusion of antibiotics, his medical team has said. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni confirmed he would take part the following day in a service for Palm Sunday, a major event in the church calendar that kicks off Easter week celebrations. A top Ukrainian official on Saturday criticized the quote-unquote symbolic blow of Russia assuming the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council. On Saturday, Russia took over the presidency of the UN's top security body, which rotates every month. The last time Moscow held the post was February 2022, when its troops launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Follow us on the VOA.